I question two things, the role of social media and political change, and the role of the United States and other Western governments in trying to promote that kind of dynamic among young people in the region for political change. The reason I'm a bit skeptical is I've, you know, lived through the last 40 years in the Middle East, watching the different kinds of new media develop over the years, so way back in, you know, starting in the 1960s with the cassette tape and then the fax machine and then internet and all kinds of, and the telex and, you know, all kinds of different media that every time something came along, satellite TV, blogs and tweets, every time something like this came along, people, especially in the West, were saying, oh, this is going to revolutionize the region, it's going to give people a voice, it's going to empower people, it's going to break down the controls by governments, and it's going to promote more open, liberal, maybe democratic societies. Well, the fact is it hasn't happened. What the new media have done is they've given young people and older people, everybody, more access to information, especially through the internet and satellite TV, and they've provided a wider range of views that ordinary people can listen to that governments can't control as they used to. But they haven't brought about any real significant political change. So I think we have to differentiate between new media that inform people but don't empower them, and new media that are essentially a form of escapism or stress relief for people who, you know, express an opinion or write something on their blog or website or write a letter to some editor, or they just watch vicariously as people on satellite TV in the Arab world voice opinions that they agree with. And, you know, these opinions may be critical of Arab leaders, Israelis, Americans, British, somebody else, and this vicarious thrill of saying, oh, yeah, that's what I feel, you tell them, go ahead, and that's it. So the proliferation of these new media is really interesting sociologically, but is completely, as far as I can tell, politically without any significant impact. Now, maybe the impact will come in years ahead, but I think we've watched this going on now for 20 or 30 years, and nothing really has happened.
Well, it's interesting. You say in your commentary that authoritarian regimes have learned to tolerate this kind of exchange of information as long as nobody's actually getting up and picketing. Is that not a form of change?
Sure, it's a change, but it's not a change in the political control and governance systems. That's what I meant. People debate things, they criticize their government. There's change, but the only place where there's zero change is in the political governance systems, the control of power by the governments in these regions, except in places where the central government has essentially withdrawn and other groups have taken over in different parts of the region. You have this going on. But that's not because of the social media. It's because the central government collapsed or there was an invasion as in Iraq or internal problems like Lebanon or Palestine, and there's different reasons for that.
Now, you also make the point that Western governments, the United States, there's a kind of a contradiction in terms, and until policies change, anything they try to promote won't be believable.
I think it's a problem when Western governments, the Americans or Europeans or others, spend money and implement programs to promote the use of new media by young people in the Middle East or promote democracy promotion among youth or accountability or any of these issues, which are wonderful issues, and I have no problem with that. I mean, I've been fighting all my life for democracy and accountability. But when Western governments say they want young Arabs to use the media for greater accountability, greater expression, greater pluralism, and promoting democratic society. But at the same time, those same Western governments provide the money and the military support and the diplomatic cover to keep the authoritarian Arab governments in place. There's a contradiction that you're feeding the jailer and the prisoner at the same time, and there's something not credible in that. So I think the United States has to really make some fundamental decisions about if it wants to promote democratic change in our region, which is a good thing. I mean, I would definitely like foreign governments to promote democratic change. It needs to do that in a credible way. It can't keep the government strong and then try to get the young people to be more pushing against them. So this is a problem the U.S. and other Western governments have to address at some point and figure out a more consistent and more credible and therefore more effective way to engage in our societies.
What would you like to see different?
I'd like to see the U.S. to be consistent in how it deals with these issues in this region. I think that would be very productive. And what consistent means is being consistent, say, across the Arab world and also among the Arabs and the Israelis and others. So, for instance, if the U.S. says it promotes the rule of law and the implementation of U.N. resolutions, as it says it was trying to do in invading Iraq, I would like the U.S. to also implement U.N. resolutions that call for Israel to stop Judaizing East Jerusalem or building colonies and settlements in occupied Arab land. So consistency is very important. If the U.S. is not consistent, if it picks and chooses where it supports Democrats and where it supports autocrats, where it supports liberation and where it supports occupation, it has no credibility. And this is the situation the U.S. is in now. And this is what's going on. And that's why you have huge movements, Islamist movements, tribal movements, progressive democratic movements, all kinds of movements in the Arab-Islamic world, in Iran and Turkey and the Arab world, that are critical of the United States. And this is a bad situation for the U.S., and it's not very nice for the local people either.